Jeremy Bradley here once again, joining you from Phoenix, where things are getting wild. See what I did there, Linda? See what I did?
I see what you did there.
Okay. We're at the Phoenix Zoo, and we're taking an incredible tour here, and I'm going to get up close and personal with some of your creatures, right?
We are, yes. I mean, it's a perfect day to do it, so I thought we would start by hitting Stingray Bay, which is a great way to cool off because it is a hot day here. Mm-hmm. And so Stingray Bay is this amazing touch pool where you can actually get up close with our count of stingrays. You can feed them and dip your hand down in the water. The stingrays actually brush right over your hand. They suck up the fish or the shrimp like a vacuum straight out of your hand.
Okay. I know, like, Mary is like the stingray whisperer. From what I understand,
she is the stingray whisperer. She's actually been doing this for a few years now. She has them trained really well to do really cool things such as ultrasounds. Our vet crew actually can come over with an ultrasound machine. Mary gets in the water and the rays will come up right near her chest. And our vet techs can just ultrasound the ray and look for any babies, which is awesome.
That is incredible. All right, so hopefully I won't lose any fingers or anything. It looks pretty safe. The kids are doing it, so I'm in good hands here. From there, where are we going?
So then we are going to take a beautiful look at our savanna and see some of our giraffe. We have 8 giraffe on the savanna. We just had a baby a couple weeks ago, so that baby is bonding in the barn with mom, and she will be out soon.
What do you do for a baby shower?
I know, right? We get really, really large gifts. Lots of hay as well. So yeah, we've actually had 3 Maasai babies in the last 2 years, which is great for the species. It's a species you would find in Africa. It's on the endangered list, so we're really proud of our breeding program here. So then after we see giraffe on the savanna, we're going to head over to camel rides because we have this amazing species here at the zoo, and you can ride camels for a couple extra bucks, which is definitely well worth the money.
Some of your oldest residents, though, are what?
Yes, some of our oldest would be the Galapagos tortoises. We have amazing tortoises and people love to feed them. We do it actually with some of our kids during Camp Zoo, which is a summer camp we put on for kids kindergarten through 8th grade. We actually have some other fun programs and behind the scenes tours that you can purchase here at the zoo and get up close with the tortoises. There's really nothing like giving a prickly pear cactus to our 400-pound tortoise named Elvis.
And you know what? Prickly pear, I had a drink called that. I had some sort of aromatherapy at a spa with that. So that really is the...
It's all about prickly pear here in Arizona, yes.
Now, you were telling me just before we went on the air that you're also going to wrestle some gators in the next segment, right?
Yes, we are. We have. Yeah, I am.
You are, No, there's no we. Excuse me.
I'm very famous for that. I'm very good at it. Very talented.
Well, we'll have this...
I don't really ever win, though.
No. We'll live stream that. We'll get that going. All right, so if people wanted to make a day of it, or more than one day here, where can they get more information?
Absolutely. At phoenixzoo.org is the best place to go. That is where all of our hours and rates and daily activities and all that good stuff, as well as all of our great conservation efforts, can be found.
And no polar bears here, though.
No polar bears. Okay. We really specialize in animals that can tolerate the heat. We've got a pretty hot climate here in the summer. So yes, we specialize in animals that can handle the hot weather.
Well, it's been a great time, and we've got all those pictures and the fun on our website, phoenix.jbonair.com. Linda, let's go enjoy the animals.
Let's do it.